Hey, you guys, welcome to another episode of Vocabulary Vocab with John and Angel.
Hello, you guys.
Right, Angel, today we're going to be talking about the word and an article regarding outlet.
Outlet.
O-U-T-L-E-T.
Okay, that is one of my favorite places.
So is that what you know of an outlet?
Yes.
As in a mall outlet?
A mall outlet, yeah.
Okay. So what is your favorite outlet mall?
I've been to an outlet in Uber Outlets in New York.
Very nice.
Oh, that is, I heard that is the largest outlet in the world.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which contains 220 retail stores in that outlet.
220 retail stores?
Yeah.
Okay, so I wonder who's got the money to go and spend at 220 stores.
Depends on the depth of your pocket.
Exactly. So when we use this word outlet, and this is the reason why I picked this article, is because firstly, in the past couple of years, we have seen a lot of new outlet malls that are opening, right, in Taiwan.
Yes.
So the word outlet's been used in that format. But we actually use outlet for a variety of meanings. Actually, outlet doesn't only mean an outlet mall or outlet store.
Yes.
So power outlet.
Power outlet.
Right? The wall socket. We call it the wall socket, or you can call it the power outlet. Right? So
yes.
An outlet essentially is a place where something gets put out. Right? Mm-hmm. There's some sort of output.
Output. Yes.
Yes. So that's why that particular access point would be an outlet.
An outlet. Like a faucet?
Like a faucet? Yeah, mm-hmm. That we could consider it an outlet. Or that's on a physical level, right? Or on an emotional level, we could, for example, go talk to our friends, and your friends and family, your social support network could be your emotional outlet.
Emotional outlet.
Yeah.
Ah, where you dump your emotional trash.
Exactly. We all have one of two of those friends where you can call middle of the night and, you know, vent.
Pro them, but we need them.
Yeah, you can vent, you can talk about your day, talk about how terrible a day was, etc., etc.
Yeah.
So emotional outlet.
Very important.
Yeah, emotional outlet. Or when somebody's grieving. Perhaps, when somebody's grieving, they need an emotional outlet. So they need to go and find perhaps ways to grieve, go visit somewhere in the mountains or go to the temple and grieve. Those are all areas of emotional outlet. So we got physical outlet, emotional outlet. And of course, in a retail term, we are now talking about an outlet mall.
Yes, outlet mall.
But in Taiwan, it's not so much a mall anymore. Right? Because I know in recent years, we are calling them almost, they're not just a mall, they are an outlet park.
An outlet park.
It's a campus now.
Yeah. It's a park.
It's a park. And I'm sure you know these outlet parks more than I do because, you know, I dread spending money. That is the reason why I hold my wife's hand so hard and so firm is because I don't want her to run to all these malls. Because I will never see the end of the day. So
yeah, she might get lost in the park.
She always does. She always does. So what are the recent outlet parks that we are aware of? I think, you know, in recent years, we know of a company, Japanese company.
Yes.
Am I correct?
Yes.
Mitsui. Mitsui.
Mitsui Outlet.
Okay. Mitsui Outlet Parks. There are now a couple of Mitsui Outlet Parks in Taiwan. Namely, one in northern parts.
Northern part in Tainan.
Northern part as in Linkou, right?
Linkou. Yes. Oh, yes.
Linkou. So they started with Linkou. I've never been to that one, but I hear you can take a shuttle bus and you can go there and have fun for the whole day.
Yeah, I've been there. Actually, it's quite nice.
Okay. So would you consider it a family place? Because that's what I heard.
Of course, it is a family place.
Why is it a family place?
There are so many attractions for the kids.
Ah.
Where you can take the pictures or they can take the tutu truck along the park.
Okay.
And so there are so many kids-friendly restaurants there.
Kid-friendly restaurants?
Yeah.
That's very important. Because for us adults, we would just be opting for shopping experience, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I take it because they name it Outlet Park, I take it they have you know, quite a number of stores, don't they?
Yeah, they do have.
Like up to 100 or so. Maybe not 200, but
maybe not 200.
Yeah,
but
at least 100 or so.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, many, many brands that you can pick and choose from. Mm-hmm. And then also, like you said, you know, a lot of kid-friendly facilities.
Yes.
Could mm-hmm. be facilities or things that they can do there. And most importantly, what do Taiwanese people want in an outlet park?
Of course, you can find bargains there. Everything there is so cheap.
Really? Yeah, when the money is coming out of my pocket, you know, and my wife says, no, it's so cheap, buy an extra t-shirt.
Nothing is cheap.
Nothing is cheap, right? Because the money is coming out of my pocket. Right. So, okay, but I have to admit, a lot of the goods at these outlet malls are, I wouldn't say a bargain.
Oh.
But you can find a variety.
A variety, yes.
A variety. I think the variety helps. We love variety. It's like going to all-you-can-eat buffet.
Oh, you can buy.
Yeah. You know, you can shop till you drop.
You can shop till you drop.
You know, if you're not happy with this brand, you go to the next brand. They've all the brands got t-shirts, all the brands got sneakers, all the brands got belts,
everything.
All the brands got jackets, whatever.
Bags.
So if you're not happy with this brand's jacket, you go to the next store and then you look for jackets.
Yeah. You'll definitely find something you want. And you need.
Right. So people are not actually worried about the duplicated items.
Oh, yeah.
In these malls because they are so many different brands, right? And they serve different markets. So some are casual brands, some are formal brands,
some are children's brands.
Yes, luxury brands, whatever it is. Like I said, it's almost like all you can eat buffet with all the variety that you want. And if you actually don't buy anything, you feast, right? You are feasting on the variety.
Exactly.
You can have a taste of everything.
Yes.
Even if you don't buy anything.
You still enjoy the vibe.
Yes. And at the end of the day, so where's the money? Cheapskate like me, I would go window shopping galore, feasting on, you know, trying on different t-shirts and everything and buy nothing. But where would I really spend money? When I take my wife there and we go window shopping, she maybe buys a few t-shirts for the family.
Mm-hmm.
And then there will always be lunch or dinner.
Oh, yes. The restaurant, the diner inside the park.
Exactly. Oh. We would frequent the food courts.
The food court.
So it's got a food court, I believe.
Of course.
It's got a food court and also a restaurant floor, a floor where all the restaurants are. We would always go to the food court and we would spend time actually, I wouldn't say as much time shopping, but in the food court, we spend quite a decent amount of time also shopping for food.
That's right. Yes.
Checking out all the brands available. Like, oh, this is a shop from Japan. Oh, this is a brand from Tainan. This is a brand from somewhere. And again, you feast. And usually, my wife and I, we end up, you know, just wanting to try all the foods. If we don't buy anything, we want to try the foods. So I think, to me, the biggest attraction is the food.
The biggest attraction of the outlet
biggest
is
attraction
the food.
Should be the food.
Wow.
And not the clothes. Not Ralph Lauren and A&F and all those brands. No. It's the food.
Okay.
You know, if the food is boring, I would never want to go to the outlet malls again.
If you're just simply looking for the food, you can just go to the department store nearby.
I do. But I mean, we frequent the department store food court so much.
I see.
That, you know, on the weekend, you want a similar styled dining experience, mm-hmm. you know, the food court kind of experience, but you want novel brands. You want something new.
Yes, you want something new.
You want something new.
Mm.
And if Mitsui Outlet Park serves something new, I'm in. I would go back the following weekend or make it a thing out of it, making it a road trip out of it. I would do that. But if the food court or the restaurants are boring or the same, like if they still serve chain restaurants mm-hmm. that we often see in the cities, no, thank you.
No, you might not go there anymore.
Exactly.
Ooh.
No, thank you. You know, cafes even, right? They gotta have some fancy cafes for me to enjoy.
Enjoy, yeah, for sure.
Or to try out, right? So when we go back and talk about this, there's a little bit of something for everyone at the mall, right? It's for the family. So for a guy like me, it'll only make sense for our family per se, right? My wife will be happy with the shopping experience. But for me, I would want to see the food part of it, the cafes, the food, right? And then, of course, if we don't bring the whole family along, there's one part that's super, super important. If you go on a road trip to one of these malls, you ought to buy souvenirs for your family members, right? If your parents can't join you, then you got to buy some souvenirs for them.
You got to do it. Yes.
So what are the most common souvenirs these days for us to buy?
Cookies.
Cookies.
Yes.
Pastries. Desserts.
Yes.
Cakes.
Yeah. Those kind of stuff. Yeah.
Exactly. So Mitsui Outlet Park's got them.
Of course. Oh, yeah. They got so many different pastry shops.
Exactly. Mm. Bakeries, pastries.
And from Japan or even from Europe, I think, as I recall.
That you can see from their business proposition, this is a family-friendly mall.
Family-friendly.
Yeah.
Oh.
But except it's in a park form because it's so big.
It is right. So big.
It's so big. It's not just a mall. It's not your community mall. It's not your city mall. It's a park outside the city.
Yeah.
So outlet malls are usually outside the city, aren't they?
Yes.
Yes.
They are.
And so there are a few reasons why outlet malls should be outside the city from a business perspective. And you know why?
Because we don't have enough space in the city center.
Of course. Mm-hmm. That space is one issue.
Yeah.
But imagine this. Next to an outlet mall is a department store with all the luxury brands.
Oh.
Now, what would happen?
So people might not choose to go to the outlet.
No, people might not choose to go to the luxury stores.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
Look at what's happening in Taipei. We've got the, you know, the electronics market, the Guanghua electronics mm-hmm. market, the traditional one,
mm-hmm.
right next to a posh mall.
Oh, yeah. The Sentrum.
Yeah. Uh-huh. The Sentrend mall, right?
Mm-hmm.
So imagine this. Whatever you can get at Sentrend or whatever pricing they're selling it at, you can go to next door mall. And you can find a bargain.
Ah.
You can find your bargain or bargain there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you can bargain there.
Because Sentrend is made up to be a department store.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not allowed to bargain.
Of course. Please don't do so.
Yeah, you can't bargain, right? But right around the corner, next door, is the traditional mall, like the traditional electronics market that you can bargain.
Oh, so.
You can find discounts. You can find deals. You can sort of talk to the sales clerk and bargain.
Mm.
Sentrend, you can't. It's a department store.
Oh, so they are different. But for me, I will go to Sentrend instead because I'm not really really an expert to dig yes. in those 3C stuff. So
exactly.
I will go to Sentrend.
I understand.
But for you guys, you will go to the old one.
Yes, the traditional store.
I see.
Because we grew up with the traditional electronics store. We know where are the brands and where are the distributors available.
Mm-hmm.
And you just talk directly to the distributors and get a better deal, right? So similarly, same thing with outlets. You have LV, Gucci, Prada, any of those luxury brands or let's say Ralph Lauren even,
mm-hmm.
right? And you see, oh, Ralph Lauren, a jacket from Ralph Lauren is maybe 20,000 NT.
Mm-hmm, 20,000.
But next door at the outlet mall is 8,000 NT, but it might not be the jacket that you want. It might not be the exact jacket.
Mm-hmm.
But at the outlet mall, there's a jacket that only costs, this is the same brand.
Same brand.
Ralph Lauren, but it's 8,000. Do you see the issue here?
Yes.
So for businesses, they would not want outlet malls close to their department store-like malls or their brand stores or their flagship stores. So we might have an LV outlet somewhere in the middle of the mountain somewhere.
Yes.
But definitely not close to Taipei City or New Taipei City. Definitely way out.
Way out. Yeah.
Okay. So that is the same. And that's what I've observed with outlet malls around the world. In Japan, too,
mm-hmm.
there are no outlet malls downtown.
Oh, definitely not.
Yeah. So if you go on any of the trips to Japan, they would spend like half a day just driving to the outlet mall.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's
so
usually the
away.
Itinerary, right? Yes. And if I remember my friends who went to Germany, too, they actually, as part of the itinerary, they spent half a day driving about 400 kilometers away from their city to the
wow.
nearest outlet mall to
the
buy
nearest.
Hugo Boss.
Wow.
Yeah, to go buy suits, Hugo Boss suits. And he said it's half off.
It's half off. Oh, my God.
Everything is half price. Everything you see at Hugo Boss in the outlet mall is half price of that in the stores in downtown.
Do you think it's worth it?
I don't know. I mean, for them, it was a shopping experience. They were like, yeah, I have to buy a few Hugo Boss suits.
Yeah.
Men dream of wearing Hugo Boss suits, right? Mm. So if you get a chance to visit Armani Outlet and it's 500 kilometers away, you would do it. You would just take the road trip.
Yeah, I would do it.
Spend the day. Yeah, just do it. That is why, from a business perspective, outlets, brand outlets shouldn't or wouldn't be near
the city,
near the cities, or near their flagship stores or their brand stores. That's why they call it outlets.
Outlets.
Yes. And of course, the stocks, the inventory would be very different to their department stores as well.
Yeah. But I heard that the outlet, normally they sell the goods that is not in the season.
Yes. Out of the season. Yes, for sure.
And some items that are strictly from the factory.
Yes.
Oh, so yes. That's why they could be so cheap.
Yeah.
Oh.
The inventory is totally different mm-hmm. to what you would get downtown. And you just have to know what you're actually buying. So at the outlets, it could be a Coach wallet that you're buying, but that not be the same Coach wallet that you will get downtown. It will look similar, but it might not be exactly the same one.
Yes.
Okay. And here's the issue. For brands, at the end of the day, having outlets, yes, it's a great way to actually sell your inventory. It's a great place to just dump your inventory and sell it for cheap and make some cash from it, as opposed to putting it in the warehouse. Mm-hmm. But here's the problem. If I can get a Coach wallet or a branded wallet at the outlet mall for half price, why am I buying it downtown in the city? So over time, it might dilute your brand value. You know, people might see your brand as one of those outlet brands.
Oh.
You got to be very careful of that.
Yeah. People might think that I can just wait.
Exactly.
When it appears in the outlet.
Exactly.
Ah.
Or there's no need to go to the mall, to the department store to buy your brand because your brand is an outlet brand.
Oh, right.
Okay. So brands are very careful about this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so in terms of catalog, in terms of inventory, in terms of the business proposition in the outlets, they have to change it up a little bit. They can't sell this exactly the same thing.
Oh, for sure.
It'll dilute the brand value. Yes. So coming back to the article that we are talking about today is the Mitsui Outlet Park that's recently open in February this year.
The new one?
The new one. The latest one is in Tainan. Yes. And I happen to download their brochure right here on screen for you. And if we look at this, it's amazing. This is worth a one-day trip down south. Because in this brochure, they did not only cover, you know, in my opinion, I would think, oh, these brochures, they would promote a lot of their brands. But they're not.
Yeah.
They give you a little map, but they're promoting all the sites that you can visit. So they are here talking about the fort. They are here talking about the castles. They're talking about the Confucius Cultural Temple, the Confucian Tainan Confucian Temple, and all the parks and sites and everything that you can actually visit while you're there at the park.
Oh.
That's amazing. You know, our tourist bureau should take a leaf from this.
Yeah.
All right. What is our tourist bureau doing? Seriously. And this brochure is really, really, really beautifully done, I have to say.
The design is really nice.
The design is really nice. And like I said, look at this four-part brochure. The last part focuses on food.
The food.
The last part says, hey, here's our food court and here's all the fancy brands that we have imported all the way from Japan or America, wherever. So Japanese ramen, we've got seafood restaurants, and we got a barbecue restaurant.
On the food.
Yeah, on the food side.
Yeah, they didn't really put efforts on their brands.
No.
Yeah.
No, they just tell you, hey, it's an outlet serving everybody. Mm. Sights to see, good for one-day trip, we got good food, period.
What a generous brochure.
Very nice brochure. Very well done. Yes. When I saw this and when I saw the articles regarding this newly opened Mitsui Outlet Park, and I thought, you know, the word outlet, geez, you know, the way we understand the word outlet is very, very different from what it's used commonly in everyday life.
Yes.
But because we are so good at shopping.
So good at shopping.
Yeah. So guys, if you have time, please visit the Mitsui Outlet Park in Tainan. It looks fabulous. And I'm definitely going to make this one of the road trips. And I believe they also have a package with high-speed rail.
Oh, that's for sure.
Yeah. And they got a shuttle bus from high-speed rail. So this is 100%. This is catered to a person like me. You know, I prefer to commute on public transportation. Mm-hmm. So high-speed rail, shuttle bus, this is my thing. I would do this. And this is like how long is the trip to Tainan from high-speed rail? It's an hour and a half?
Yeah, an hour and a half.
An hour and a half, right? With a little bit of a shuttle bus travel, you would get to Mitsui and you would have fun for the whole family, plus the food that we all love.
Plus the food that you all
plus
love.
Plus the food we all love. Yeah, amazing. Just look at that food. This for sure kills.
And then they have also introduced some of the street foods, right?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
They do. But, you know, obviously you go to the outlet mall and the first thing is you want to try all the brands there and then some. And then right after your trip, you would go to all the street vendors and the street foods. Yeah. And then you might just want to stay overnight and come back the following day.
I think it's worth just staying there even for two nights, right? For the weekend, enjoy.
Yeah, with all the long weekends in the year, I mean, you can definitely make a good long weekend out of this. So, you know, maybe we should organize an outing and do, you know, one of those outlet mall visits.
Yeah, for sure. And eat up all the restaurants in the outlet.
Yeah, that's all the time we have for you guys. And if you want us to perhaps record a live podcast at one of the malls so we can sample all the food for you, you know, let us know in the comments below, or you're welcome to email us at ask15mins@gmail.com. And in the next episode, just to give you a hint, we're still talking about travel.
I love travel.
All right. We'll catch you guys in the next episode. Cheers.
Bye.